Why Peter was sure of gospel truth. We did not follow cleverly devised myths about Jesus, he reminded the believers, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we heard this voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. Yet there was another even more convincing witness. "We have," Peter declared, "the prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. No prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." While exalting true prophecy, the apostle solemnly warned the church against the torch of false prophecy, uplifted by false teachers who would bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Master. These false teachers, accounted true by many of their brethren in the faith, the apostle compared to waterless springs and mists driven by a storm, for them the nether gloom of darkness has been reserved. It would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. Looking down the ages, Peter was inspired to outline conditions in the world just prior to the second coming of Christ. "Scoffers will come in the last days," he wrote, "following their own passions and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming?' Not all, however, would be ensnared by the enemy's devices. There would be faithful ones able to discern the signs of the times, a remnant who would endure to the end."